from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. An eight-month-long joint drug operation between Anishinaabe Police, Timmins Police, and the OPP has wrapped up with 22 people being charged with a total of 130 offenses. Anishinaabe Police Acting Detective Inspector Chris Eisenbach says six search warrants in Attawapiskat and 14 in Timmins turned up property worth $1.2 million.
Officers connected to Project Albion located and seized more than $300,000 in cash, significant quantities of drugs including fentanyl, crystal meth, methamphetamine pills, cocaine, oxycodone, hydromorphone pills, morphine pills, some magic mushrooms, lorazepam, Ritalin, and MDMA.
Also seized were five vehicles, a gun, and a taser. The police forces say the drugs were destined from Timmins to Moose Factory and Attawapiskat. Winter is apparently over. This week, repaving of roads begins in Timmins. The city's infrastructure director, Scott Tam, says $5 million has been allotted for the next 3 years of remedial work. He's hoping the contractor does 12 to 14 kilometers worth. And he cautions drivers to be prepared for traffic disruptions.
With the shave and pave, at least there will be some areas just grinded and be on a base coat for a bit and until we can get to paving. It will be slow throughways, but yes, again, be patient again and as we work our way across the city and doing certain areas.
The list is long, but Tam does mention Legion Drive and Algonquin Boulevard alongside Hollinger Park. Registration is now open for any nonprofit group to be an exhibitor at Welcome to Timmins Night. The ever-popular annual event is on Wednesday, September 3rd at the McIntyre Curling Club. Chanel O'Noly, coordinator for the Timmins Local Immigration Partnership, says there's always something new for newcomers and longtime residents.
We see new things, new services every day. Most importantly, our community evolves, so new services are being introduced regularly. And of course, newcomers are coming in every day.
Organizations from service clubs to sports and everything in between pay $30 for tables and chairs at the event. Attendees get free admission.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.